Welcome to Kitty Cat Cast, episode 13. Episode of Kitty Cat Cast, a podcast for cat lovers, and we are going to continue with our series on beautiful cat breeds. And before we do, we want to hear from our wonderful friends at Animal Instincts.
From Catnip, the veterinary newsletter of Tufts University, here's how to catch an indoor cat outdoors. First, prepare for that unexpected day of freedom by training your cat to come to you with a favorite food treat. Second, limit the search party to one or two people who know the cat. Leave the dog at home. Remember that cats tend to hide under things when they're frightened, so start the search near home. Finally, approach the cat in a matter-of-fact manner. Talk quietly, no sudden movements. This is where that treat, or better yet, a can of yummy smelly tuna fish, comes in handy. I'm Dr. Andrea Looney.
Super and fuckatash!
Yes, I remember when my all-white Maine Coon cat, Persia, that you can see in our website, when he scampered outside. Yes, he's a house cat, but he got out. He was able to open up sliding doors, and he opened up the sliding door and ran out and jumped up a tree and ran up the tree and jumped on the roof of the house. And I remember freaking out and running all over the neighborhood looking for him. Found him on a roof, circling the roof. He was going all the way around the drainage pipe there of the roof, all the way around from one side to the other, because he couldn't find his way back down. And so I had to rescue him with a ladder. It was very embarrassing. So I do suggest that you would take Animal Instincts' suggestions here and train your little kitty for that time when he may or she may escape.
I caught a putty cat!
In this episode of Kitty Cat Cast, we're going to be looking at one of our last long-haired breeds in this series that we're doing, the Persians. This is probably one of the most popular long-haired cats. I don't particularly like this breed's look, but many people do. So we'll just take a look at the Persian cats. The Persian cat is probably the most popular of all cat breeds. Purebred Persians are common all over the world as pets and are prominent participants in every cat show. In Britain, these cats are called longhairs, and each coat color is classed as a different breed. Accordingly, a cat that is considered to be a black longhair in Great Britain is simply a black Persian in the United States. Persians are believed to have originated from Central Asia. That used to be the old Soviet Union, Central Asian republics. Probably Iran is where they originated, thus being given the name Persian. Long-haired cats were brought to Europe from that region during the 17th century. Their popularity increased during the 19th century, and they became famous during the first cat show held in London in 1871. Persian cats have a short and broad body type, often referred to as Kobe. The body should be powerfully built and well-balanced, with a massive short neck and thick legs. The head should also be of a heavy, broad type. All Persians share large, round eyes, short, broad noses, and small, round ears. However, there is a distinction between two face types. The modern flat-faced Persian, this is the common variety seen in shows. The traditional doll-faced Persian has a more prominent face, with the mouth and nose located well in front of the eyes, while retaining the basic broad, round, and flat look. Perhaps the most striking feature of the Persian cat is its full, long coat. The unique look is created by a combination of long undercoat and long top coat. Persians come in many coat colors. the variety of possible colors, and the fact that so many Persian cats participate in cat shows have led to the creation of 7 color categories for Persians: solid color, silver and golden, shaded and smoke, tabby, particolored, bicolored, and Himalayan. Persians are very affectionate, but relatively quiet. They are more inclined to a sedate lifestyle and feel most comfortable in calm, quiet surroundings. Now a little bit about their special needs. The long, beautiful coat demands constant grooming, much like the Maine Coon cats we have. Persians need daily brushing and regular baths, preferably monthly. If you fail to provide the necessary grooming, the coat is likely to mat and tangle, and professional help may be required.
Uh-oh, here comes that putty cat again.
This happened to us with our beautiful Maine Coon cat, Simba. We left him for 2 months with a friend that we thought knew how to groom. She didn't do the right job, and when we came back, he looked like a Rastafarian with all kinds of dreadlocks all over. And it took us 3 hours with the breeder after sedating him to get him all cleaned up. If you plan to show a Persian cat, seek advice from an experienced breeder who can teach you the tricks of the trade. Alternatively, buy one of the many professional books on the breed. The special form of the face may sometimes cause eye drainage problems, which can create a buildup of residue. Owners should clean the eyes of such cats on a daily basis. Every time that I've seen a Persian, they've had this ugly, kind of gross eye drainage, and it's part of the breed that I don't particularly like. A growing concern about cat owners in general, and Persians in particular, is PKD, which stands for polycystic kidney disease, a genetic kidney disease that appears to be more common among Persians than other cats. In some tests, it was found that nearly 40% of Persian cats were carrying this disease. So be very careful if you plan to get this particular breed. Okay, that wraps up our episode for today. Please tell your friends about Kitty Cat Cast, and please send us an email. Remember, our email is catcast@podomatic.com. And remember also to come to our website where all the show notes are and some beautiful pictures and other really cool, fun things for you who love kitties. And that is at catcast.podomatic.com. That's www.catcast.podomatic.com. And you'll have a great time coming there and seeing the show notes and all the other episodes that have gone on previously in the show notes for those as well. And also there's videos on and lots of other fun stuff. So please do come and visit us. But for now, goodbye.